And he also hinted at something else by using the words not in wisdom, meaning not in deceit, again taking a swipe at the pagan discipline. For our boasting, he says, is this the testimony of our conscience, meaning our conscience has nothing to condemn us for, as if we were persecuted for bad deeds. For even though we endure countless horrors, are attacked from all sides and are in danger, it is enough for our solace, or indeed not just for comfort, but even for our crowning glory, that our conscience is pure and testifies to us that we suffer not for any wrongdoing, but for that which is pleasing to God, for virtue's sake, for divine wisdom's, for the salvation of many. Now that initial consolation was God-given. But this comfort comes from their own integrity and the purity of their living. Therefore, he also calls it their boasting, as it was the fruit of their own virtue. So what is this boasting, and what exactly does our conscience testify to us? That in honesty, which is to say, having no deceit, no pretense, no duplicity, no flattery, no treachery or cunning, nor anything else of the kind, but in all frankness, straightforwardness, truth, with a pure and innocent spirit, with a guileless mind, having nothing hidden, no painful wound. Not in worldly wisdom, meaning not with evil schemes, not with wickedness, not with eloquent words, not with intricate sophistries. For this is what he means by worldly wisdom. And that which they prided themselves in greatly, he disavows and rejects, abundantly proving that this is no legitimate reason for boasting, and that not only does he not pursue it, but he even repudiates and is embarrassed by it.